fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 26th day of October. Breaking news at Drudge Report. This has changed just in the last hour. There have now been a total of 12 of these what appear to be make-believe bombs have been intercepted. They've been mailed to various people, former Democratic office holders, and people who have been saying things adverse to Donald Trump. A very bad situation. I need to apprehend those people, whoever's responsible for it. Prepper tip of the day, night vision. Do you have your night vision? I have an excellent piece of equipment listed at my website at thelibertyman.com. Alpha Tango November sight. It's called the X sight. It's, in my opinion, the best value for the money that you can get. ATN X sight. Check that out. We're hoping that Dr. Leonard Wilbert would call in. If he does, we will certainly have him on board. And we will talk about some interesting things concerning health. And I'm looking forward to having him on here. In the meantime, we'll have open lines at 800-313-9443. I'm going to give my engineer, Dr. Wilbert's, telephone number so that he can call him and we can get him in here. Let's see. Get this telephone number in here. 314. This is Dr. Wilbert's office number, 495. And let's see, 6480. 6480. And see if my engineer can get Dr. Wilbert on that line. And don't try to call that number right now and conflict with my engineer, please. when we get Dr. Wilbert on, and hopefully he'll be on with us, and I don't want to steal my own thunder, but I had a very brief but very important conversation with Dr. Wilbert yesterday that we'll be talking about, that he and I had never talked about it previously, and I think that all of you will find it fascinating. Okay. Packages being mailed. A lot of speculation. I can speculate with the best of them. You ask, who's this hurting and who is it helping? Okay, looks like we got voicemail from Dr. Wilbert. He must have had a conflict this morning. He may join us here before very long. It's my opinion is that these bombs would possibly help motivate the Democratic base to get out and vote a week from Tuesday. We have an election coming up, in case you've been asleep or been on vacation. Tuesday, the 6th day of November, what's called midterm elections. Everybody in the United States Congress is up for re-election. One-third of all the United States senators are up for re-election. Many state races and county races and local elections, propositions, and constitutional amendments here in the state of Missouri, and so forth. So if you're a conservative, and you're listening to my voice, you probably are a conservative. I encourage you to be sure and vote on Tuesday the 6th day of November. If you're some kind of conflict where you may have an appointment or an obligation of some sort, then go ahead and vote absentee ballot. So make sure your ballot gets in there and gets counted. And encourage all your conservative friends and relatives and coworkers to get out and vote on Tuesday. I would not encourage liberals and Democrats, if they figure out how to vote on their own, that's certainly their right, their constitutional right to get out and vote, but I'm certainly not going to encourage them to vote. We need all the help we can get to maintain a majority in the Congress, the United States House of Representatives, and the United States Senate. We need that to move forward with the agenda of President Donald Trump. This guy is amazing. I was sitting across the table from two conservative Christian pastors. It will be a week ago Sunday. I was at a homecoming from one of my local churches, little country church. And they were in agreement that God is making use of Donald Trump for his purposes. Now, calling Donald Trump a godly man, given his past lifestyle and so forth, may be a stretch on one hand. And these guys are basically old enough to be my father. I'm 71 years old. These guys were all in their late 80s, pushing 90 years old. And they were in agreement that God was using Donald Trump for his purposes. And I absolutely agree with that. I absolutely agree with that. When the cycle began, the presidential cycle, and typically these cycles began about 2 years before, so it would have been about January 2014. I don't remember when Donald Trump officially announced his candidacy. But mainstream media didn't take him seriously. The Republican Central Committee didn't take him seriously. The Republican presidential candidates didn't take him seriously. They all thought it was a joke, that he was just a reality TV star who wanted to get publicity for himself, make some noise, bring more viewers to his reality TV show, and so forth. It wasn't until he started winning primaries that they even began to take him seriously. And quite frankly, it wasn't until he became the candidate, they all thought that it couldn't happen. The mainstream Republicans, what I call the country club Republicans, who I have no use for, quite frankly, until he actually became the candidate, nobody took him seriously. People, when I say nobody, I mean the mainstream media didn't take him seriously. Even after he became the Republican candidate for the President of the United States, the mainstream media treated him as a joke. They treated him with indifference. They treated him with indifference. Made fun of him. prognosticated that there's no way this man could win the presidential election. Any personality, media person, celebrity who said anything adverse to Donald Trump was given a platform. He was made fun of. He was marginalized. And so forth. The pollsters. Now, this is why taking polling seriously is really not wise. The only poll that counts is what happens on election day. That's the only one that counts. That's the only one that's real. Many, if not most, of the polls, poll takers, were all giving Hillary the a wide margin of victory. Obviously, they were all wrong. I'm sure there were some polls that showed Donald Trump winning. I didn't keep careful track of that. I really didn't. So, Donald Trump, against all odds, got elected president of the United States. And he did, in fact, win the popular vote. My friend, Professor McCanning, let's get to Jim's website, Professor James McCanning, and see if we can find out jmccsci.com. Okay, it didn't work too well. jmccsci.com. He may have, well, it's still not working. JMCC. Sometimes these machines don't work when you want them. Okay, you can probably hear me typing in the background there. Okay. There we go. So we'll get to Jim's website and see if he's got an article posted there on his website. Okay. Okay. It's he needs to hire my webmaster. At least he got rid of the yellow font on a blue background. That was horrendous that he had for so many years. He wrote an article analyzing what happened in November 2016 with the presidential election. And I can't, well, there's everything so difficult to navigate here. I can't find it real quickly, unfortunately. So I'm sure it's there somewhere, but finding it while I'm doing a live show is simply not going to happen. I'm sorry to report. So, Jim, maybe I need to talk to you, Jim, about this, about making his website more user-friendly, as my wife would say. that's unfortunate. But his analysis was that Donald Trump did, in fact, win the popular vote. And, of course, he did win the Electoral College, which is the only thing that counts. You'll hear people scream, one man, one vote, one vote. Well, that would be great if we had a democracy, which we don't. The intent, one of the underlying intents of the Founding Fathers, was to not only make sure we did not have a democracy, that we had a republic, a constitutional republic, but to make sure we would never have or become a democracy. That was our intent. Now, I hear people who don't know any better on mainstream media, and men and women who should and probably do know better, referring to our constitutional republic as a democracy, as if that's what we are, as if that's what we should be, as if a democracy is a good thing. None of which is true. We are not a democracy. It's not a good thing, and we shouldn't be a democracy. I hope I got your attention. Now, the shorthand version of a democracy is two wolves and a sheep deciding what's for dinner. How's that going to work out? A great example of a democracy in most larger communities would be a homeowners association or a condominium association. A homeowners association would typically be a suburban development developed by one developer, and the developer may take, we'll say, 100 acres and divide it up into 50 home sites. And when he, it's almost always men, of course, when he set this up, he set up a homeowners association to make sure that the development was run properly and always looked nice, would maintain property values. A condominium association is basically the same thing, where the condominium developer would set up a condominium association to make sure that once the developer had sold the last condominium and leaves it and goes on with his life, that the condominium would have continuity in terms of being well-maintained and well-run. They typically, here's what happens in a homeowners association and a condominium association. They attract men and women to run for office, to be in charge of these things, that enjoy exercising power over others. They may not be consciously aware of it. In fact, they probably aren't. On one hand. On the other, that's exactly what happens. The men and women who run for office to run these things enjoy wielding power. And they will do so because they see it as their duty to maintain property values, to maintain the attractiveness of the development. They will wield power and make sure that things are done according to the bylaws. Now, when I knew a young woman back in the late 70s, she was a resident of a condominium, and it was one of the nicer ones in Metro St. Louis. All brick, by the way, which most condominiums are not, but it was all brick. And she was a single woman, and she wanted to have a little bit higher level of security for her condominium, which featured a glass sliding patio door. It was a ground level of a condo with a glass sliding patio door out to a small patio. And the restrictions prohibited her from putting a very attractive ornamental ironwork door on the outside of her glass sliding door to have increased security. Her father owned a business that would have custom fabricate the ornamental security door. It would have been quite attractive. And she made a request to appear before the condominium board to offer her design, which was very artistically done, engineered and very artistic, that would have been very attractive for her condominium. Now, myself, I offered to help her in this presentation. And at the time, I was working for a law firm, and I knew how to do this kind of thing. So she accepted my offer. And when it came that evening, I, of course, dressed like I was going to court. I had all my ducks in a row in terms of the engineer's drawings how it would work and so forth. It turned out the members of the board were more interested in who I was than my presentation, as if that meant anything. Here's our break. The call number is 800-313-9443.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of FrontSight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 26th day of October. If you haven't visited my website in the last 2 weeks, well, you need to. You really do. It's beautiful, very well laid out, very professional. My new webmaster is a brilliant young woman, hardworking, and has really done a great job. I think you'll get a lot out of it. So let's just click on thelibertyman.com. Thelibertyman.com. There you've got the Navy map that I worked with three different veterans to recreate the map they were shown in classified Navy briefings. It's the first thing you see. And across the top, we've got different options. You can click on my bio to find out who John Moore is, Republic Broadcasting Archives, Brighteon. Now, Real.Video, as of a couple of days ago, became Brighteon Archives. Events coming up, including my Dallas event. If you want discount tickets, click on there to get discount tickets for the Dallas, Texas event. That's the 9th, 10th, and 11th of November. My links page is back up, and we got shop. So check those out, and you'll be very happy. When you scroll down, you'll see some of the things that you're used to seeing, maybe some new things. Things that were on my website previously that were hard to find and are now easy to find. I think you'll get a lot out of it. So check that out. You'll be very glad you did. Okay. Dr. Wilbert apparently had a conflict this morning and is not going to join us. That's unfortunate. I'm going to direct your attention to my website at thelibertyman.com. Scroll down from the top there, and it says, "Why are big insect birds disappearing?" Well, there's an explanation why. That's because maybe we're running low on bugs. We have new listeners. If you've heard this before, It'll be a repeat. If you haven't, it may be a heads up for you. Labor Day weekend, 2010. Very warm Labor Day weekend. I'm up east in New York, in Boston, actually, coming back from Boston to Missouri on a road trip. It's warm. You might even call it hot. And I'm driving from the east to the west across the entire length of New York State, or most of it anyway, interstate highway at the speed limit, 70 miles an hour, at night. It's warm. I stopped to get gas about 10 o'clock. And I'm thinking, oh boy, I got to clean all these bugs off the windshield. I'm not really paying that careful attention. There's about 6 or 8 or maybe 10 bugs on the windshield. And I'm thinking, this is really strange. This is really strange. Here I am on a warm summer night driving 70 miles an hour on the interstate. And I'm stopping at 10 o'clock at night. And there's about 8 or 10 bugs on the windshield. So I'm in a gas station, of course, and I look up, and there's these bright white lights illuminating everything. There's so few flying bugs, I can count them. And I'm thinking, man, this is really strange. Well, fast forward to about 4 or 5 years ago. I'm in Florida on business. Another road trip. I don't really like flying commercial and being treated like a criminal. In fact, I've been in dozens of city jails, county jails, state prisons, and federal prisons to interview people. And it's easier and, quite frankly, get treated better to get inside the premises of these various institutions than it is to go through security at these airports and get treated better. Don't even have to take my shoes off. Regardless, I'm driving from the south to the north, Interstate Highway in Florida, and I stop for gas about 9 or 10 o'clock at night, and once again, I'm ready to clean all the bugs off my windshield, and there's about 8 or 10 bugs, no big deal. I look up and the same thing. I'm looking at the bright white lights, and I can count the bugs, there's so few of them. So I get home, and I talk to somebody I know who is connected quite well to FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Agency, SEMA, State Emergency Management Agency, and has various other contacts in the military and the government. And she says, oh yeah, John, within FEMA and SEMA and these agencies, it's becoming quite well known that there's almost no bugs within 100 miles of the Atlantic coast, the Gulf coast, and the Pacific coast. So when you go to my website, you'll find an article there at, let's see, where the, well, this is not the article written by the person I was thinking it was. This is written by somebody else. So I don't have that. Okay. Let's go back to my home site and see if I can find it. Okay. I'll scroll down here. Okay, John's letter to the entomologist. That's it. You have to scroll down. It's the third block of three. John's letter to the entomologist. So I wrote a letter to an entomologist. And then she sent not one but two responses, and they're both there. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
A Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
J.R. Moore here on Friday. It is Friday, the 26th day of October. There's been dozens of movies and TV shows made about private investigators, which I've spent most of my adult life as a private investigator, homicide detective. When Rockford was at its height, I was just beginning my training as a private investigator. The veteran investigator, who was a former police officer, was training me. I was riding in his Chevrolet Camaro, which was the same model and same color as Rockford's. And I'm one of my 25 years old, and this guy was old enough to be my father. And he's had decades of experience under his belt. Great guy, very knowledgeable, very streetwise. So I'm riding around the St. Louis and learning the tools of the trade, so to speak, and in this pretty much duplicate car of Rockford in the TV show Rockford Files. And I'm thinking, man, this is great. I'm riding around with Rockford. And I did thoroughly enjoy the training that I was receiving, and it was wonderful. My website is thelibertyman.com. That is thelibertyman.com. It's a great website, all new for the last 2 weeks. Very beautiful, very well laid out, easy to find stuff, easy to navigate. So when you go to my homepage, I'm at my homepage here on one of these computers I've got rigged up, and let's just, there we are. We've got my bio, RBN Archives, Brighteon Archives, Events, Free Lessons. Let's click on Free Lessons and see what's there. Okay, clicking on it, and Free Lessons to Learn. And we've got No Need for Panic. That's my first product I sold my website many years ago, No Need for Panic. It's a free download now. The Power of Your Subconscious Mind. I would send this to the UPS store or some similar place. Have them print it out on three-hole punch paper in a format that doesn't have holes in the text. Get a really big, you're going to need about a 3-inch thick binder to put this thing. It's 1,010 pages. It's a great reference book. Not the kind of book you would sit down and read, although obviously you could do that. But let's look at this thing here. It's loading up on my computer. Bang, bang, bang. That's Murphy's book, excuse me, 222 pages. You need to download it too. You can probably get a new one off Amazon relatively cheaply. But that's a great book also. Artificially Sweetened Times. Let's see, how many pages is it? It's not a big publication. It's 24 pages. This could save people's lives. Seriously. There's so many people, probably I would say most Americans, think that aspartame and these other artificial sweeteners are healthy and something they can and should consume. Nothing could be further from the truth. Also, my website, of course, you'll find energy clinics for sale under shop. Check it out if you've got arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain. You need an energy cleaner. You do, seriously. Painkillers, they're harmful. They're hard on your liver, hard on other internal organs. They slow down your brain. They're expensive. Get yourself an energy cleaner. Get your life back. Seriously. Only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. You're going to want a mattress pad to go with it. The prices vary depending on what you want. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can use my toll-free order line. You can send me a check or a money order. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. Here's my toll-free order line, 24 hours a day. Orders only, please. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Okay. Back to my homepage. And you may think to yourself, okay, Moore is talking about bugs. Why should I care about bugs? I don't like bugs. I don't like bugs. I want to do everything I can to avoid bugs. Well, that's a normal response. I expect that. Here's the deal. Listen carefully. The world we live in, the world that keeps us alive in terms of agriculture, cannot survive without bugs. That's a true statement. That's a scientifically accurate and very true statement. The world we live in, the world supports us, the world we need to survive in, cannot exist without bugs. And it won't exist without bugs. This is about as serious as it gets, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, we talk about crisis. We talk about preparedness. Oh, when's Planet X going to cause problems? When a violent Earth change is going to cause problems? When are the communists going to invade? I'm not diminishing the importance of those things. I am saying that equally as important and in our face right now is the issue with insects. Insect die-off. It's not just bees. We've been aware of issues with colony collapse, is what it's called, with these bees for quite a few years now. That's a serious matter on one hand. On the other, it's not just the bees. It's all flying insects. All flying insects. What can you do? Well, that's a good question. We may end up pollinating fruits and vegetables by hand if it comes down to it. That would be burdensome, wouldn't it? Or focusing on plants, fruits, and vegetables that will self-pollinate. I don't know. I'm not. That's not my expertise. Now, my wife, Dr. Moore, she does have an undergraduate degree in these matters. But I don't. I don't have an undergraduate degree in this area of expertise. But it may be something that a lot of us are looking into in the not-too-distant future, self-pollinating fruits and vegetables. I hope there's such a thing. I'm not even positive that there is. I think there is. If we have somebody who has expertise in that area, give us a call at 800-313-9443. This is the direction it's headed is literally a matter of life and death, a matter of feast or famine. That's the direction this is going. Seriously, right now, on the 26th day of October, 2018. It's not optional. Human beings need food to live. What's food? Well, we've got meat, obviously, which is primarily cattle, but also includes fish, wild game, hogs, goats, sheep, all these critters that we consume and eat. And then, of course, grains, preferably non-GMO grains with no glyphosate. The grains have changed, especially wheat is at the top of the list. Fruits and vegetables, which is where we should be getting most of our nutrition from. Once again, non-GMO, organic vegetables, fruits and vegetables. The having access to clean, healthy, nutritious food is not optional. My wife and I, my wife, Dr. Moore, as most of you know, she's dealing with stage 4 cancer. At the moment, it appears to be successfully, and I think that will continue. And we do thank all of you for the prayers that we're getting from all over the planet. It's a struggle. It's a process, and I'm right there with her every step of the way, helping her any way and every way that I can. But having access to organic food is part of the program for us, and it should be for all of you. Now, 40 years ago, when I was a young man in my 20s, I didn't comprehend, I didn't understand what organic food was, what it meant in terms of overall health. I really didn't have a clue. I was very, very ignorant of what organic food was and why it was important. And probably most Americans were back then. There was exceptions, obviously, but I certainly wasn't one of the exceptions. I continue to learn the importance of organic food, the value of organic food, why we need to consume organically raised food to be healthy, and what industrial food products, why they're not healthy, most of them, most of the time. I've learned, and if I get in a hurry, if I'm in a supermarket and I'm in a hurry, and I make a purchase without reading the label, it's almost always a mistake. There's a food chain called Lucky's. They have some great deli foods, and we made a purchase of a couple of different deli foods from Lucky's in the last few days, and we're disappointed to find out that they were using canola oil in these products. I may attempt to talk to the manager. I don't know if they have any latitude in how they prepare these things, but where does canola oil come from? Does it come from the canola plant? There is no canola plant. The word canola is a marketing name for rapeseed oil that nobody would buy if they knew it was rapeseed oil. Well, at least not, almost nobody. It's a very inexpensive oil. And it's not healthy at all. In fact, it can cause harm, I believe, based on my research. You don't want to consume rapeseed oil. I've got a 1 gallon container out in the garage. It's marked for machine use only, for lubricating shovels and axes and picks and other tools that need to be lubricated so they won't rust. It's good for that. I won't knowingly consume canola oil. I just threw out a part of a bottle of salad dressing made locally. One of the local restaurants is making their own salad dressing. It's really tasty. But I read the label. I saw it had canola oil in it, and I threw it out. That was a waste. I know the owner of the company, and I'll probably talk to him about that and see if he would agree to consider changing the recipe to eliminate the canola oil and go with maybe virgin olive oil, for example. Might be a good choice, especially if it was organic. I know he's making a good profit on this salad dressing, and maybe he can afford just a slightly more expensive oil for his recipe that he's making there. Getting back to bugs, you need to educate yourself on this, ladies and gentlemen. You really do. This is an in-your-face, right-now crisis. Not some possible future crisis. Not something that we know will happen, but hasn't happened yet, such as Planet X. And the entomologist, this is a female entomologist. She resides in the United Kingdom. And they're having the same issues over there, by the way. So it's not just a North American issue. It's a European issue also. Now, I don't know what's going on in the Southern Hemisphere. Quite frankly, I really don't know. But it appears to be at least widespread in the Northern Hemisphere. I don't know about Asia. I do know about the United States. Probably includes Mexico and Canada. I don't know. I know it includes the United Kingdom over there in England. So there's a high likelihood it includes Europe. I don't know that for a fact. Haven't looked into it. I don't live in Europe. I live in the United States, so my main concern is the United States. Now, I know I have listeners in Germany, in France, in Spain, in Italy. Do you drive at night? It's 70 miles an hour. How many kilometers is that? About 140, 120 kilometers an hour. Do you drive at night on a warm summer night and have almost no bugs in your windshield? In Germany, in Spain, in France? I'd like to hear from you. You can send me an email. My email address is at my website. You don't want to run up your telephone bill. Send me an email and let me know about flying insects where you live. We have listeners in Australia, New Zealand. How about the bugs down there, south of the equator? Do you have the normal amount of flying insects, or is there a difference? Fewer or more than normal? Let us know. Send me an email. This may be a worldwide situation. I quite frankly don't know. I know what's going on in the United States. I find very concerning because of the adverse effect on agriculture. It's not just the bees. There's other pollinators, by the way, other than bees. Bees are the best known pollinators, and they're ones that are kept by beekeepers and so forth. But there's other pollinators out there besides the bees. We need answers, and we need to encourage the thriving population of pollinators so that we can make sure we've got enough food to eat. Archaeologists recently discovered infrastructure in Brazil in the jungle, very similar to what's in the agricultural areas of Southern California, where they make use of dikes and dams to provide irrigation for growing fruits and vegetables, where that could feed maybe a million people or more. And these are prehistoric, before Christopher Columbus came here, more than 500 years ago. Here's our last break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product, and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on... It is Friday, the 26th of October, and we're back. We got a few minutes left here. During the break, I was communicating with one of our preparedness group about communications equipment. We're getting set up here to communicate over about, I'm going to say about 200 square miles. That may sound like a big area, but out here it's not. Davidson, Missouri is about 100 square miles from where I'm sitting. You go 5 miles to the four compass points, that's 10 miles by 10 miles, that's 100 square miles. That's the size of Washington, D.C., by the way. We've got our total population is less than one good-sized apartment building in Washington, D.C. Very, very low population density. But we're setting up to communicate by 11 meters. That's a CB radio. 2 meter, that's ham radio. An FM transmitter broadcasting on the commercial FM band. That's only done during an emergency. The FCC does allow that kind of transmitting when life is at risk, and that's the only time we'd be broadcasting on that FM frequency. It's not some kind of hobby. This is very important stuff. We're working with local officials, including the sheriff of our county, the director of emergency preparedness for our county, the director of the communications center for our county, and so forth, to make sure that everything's done right, everything's done properly, in accordance with existing laws, so that if and when the time comes, we hopefully will have as much in place as possible to be able to save lives and protect property. That's our goal. Now, working with volunteers is like herding cats. You know, if you're offering a paycheck, people will show up at the designated time to do what needs to be done. If you're working with volunteers, they have to be motivated. They have to see something in it for themselves. Otherwise, why would they show up? And so it's different working with volunteers, which I've been doing now all my adult life. My first elected position, when I was in Vietnam, I was elected to be in charge of the Enlisted Men's Club, which is basically a bar. We also showed movies. It's kind of funny. Here I am half a century later, and I'm in another elected position, and I'm still showing movies every Friday night. Although in Vietnam, it was every night. There was no TV. Nothing you'd want to watch anyway. Who wants to watch a Vietnamese sitcom? All in Vietnamese. I didn't want to. We're out of time. It's a great week. Have a great weekend. In the meantime, get your medical supplies and plenty of essential oils now while you can, your farm team. Have a fun, safe, productive day and weekend. And God bless America.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.